Blog Talk Radio.
Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in. Excuse me, and comment on today's episode. Again, the number is 818-301-5834. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns, give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. Let's see here. Today's weather right now is 59 degrees in ATL. And we're looking at a high of 79 today. And tomorrow looking at a high of 80 and showers. So we're getting rain tomorrow, but the rest of the week is going to be beautiful. 78, 79, 81 on Friday. And sunshine. So only looking at rain on tomorrow. It's a pretty good chance, but not a big chance of rain tomorrow, but there is a chance of rain on tomorrow. Now, today's word of the day is delve. Delve. D-E-L-V-E. Delve. Delve is a verb, and it means to dig or labor with, or as if with a spade. Delve means to dig or labor with, or as if with a spade. To make a careful or detailed search for information. Examine a subject in detail. So I've heard this word before. Someone may say she really delved into that lawyer really delved into that case. So that means to make a careful or detailed search for information. Person, if there's something that I'm really interested in, I'll delve into it. I mean, I'll get into it and find what I'm looking for or get what I'm looking for or find out what I'm interested in if I'm interested in it, right? So 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Now, before I get into the episode, I wanted to say congratulations to the Falcons on that great win on yesterday. It really was touch and go the whole game, but we ended up pulling it out in overtime. And now the Falcons are 5-0, okay, undefeated so far this year. And, you know, they play again on Thursday night. They play the Saints and in New Orleans. So if you guys are going to the game on Thursday, please go and really cheer on the Falcons to another victory. Now, the Saints are just 1-4. They have only won one game, but they really step up to the plate when it's time to play the Falcons. So hopefully we'll go down there and step on their necks and come back home with a win. All right. And also, the University of Georgia, you know, they lost this weekend to Tennessee, but the running back for Georgia, this guy Nick Chubb, had a horrific leg injury, a knee injury rather, and it was the first play of the game. I mean, Georgia got the kickoff, and then they came out on offense, and they gave him the ball on the first play, and he went around the edge and went out of bounds, and I mean, he landed crazy on that leg, and you could see. I saw it as soon as it happened. I was watching it, and as soon as it happened, I said, he either broke that leg or he tore up that knee, and that's what he did. He tore up his knee. But it looks like he's going to have a surgery in the next couple of weeks, so he's done for the season. But, hopefully everything will go well with this surgery and he'll come back strong. I'm going to do a show about these college athletes. Maybe tomorrow, one day this week, I'm going to do a show about college athletes. I have a thing that I want to say, and I hope a lot of parents listening are listening to my show when I do the show, that have athletes that who are maybe coming out of high school, going into college, because these young kids, I know their aspirations are to go to the pros, but I got something to say about that, and I think you'll want to hear it. So, and that's all I have to say about that. But anyway, welcome, guys, and welcome to the show. I haven't been on the show for a few days. I've had some personal things that I've been working on and getting together, and I'm good to go, and I'm looking good. So I'm happy, and I'm just ready. Let's go. Today's episode is entitled "Ugly People Who Think They're Cute." We're going to discuss an old tale of people that think that they're cute when they act a certain way towards other people, okay? And the reason I wanted to do this show is because I had lunch with my sister-in-law over the weekend, and we were talking about some people that we actually went to high school with. And you know, we were talking about this girl that right now, she's married and got a couple of kids, but in high school, she thought that she was a good-looking girl. I mean, and if you guys want to comment on this, please, please call the show and talk. But, you know, she thought she was a good-looking girl in high school. She was not a good-looking girl in high school, okay? I wouldn't say she was the ugliest girl in high school, but she was close, okay? And but she'd walk like she was all this, okay? And but here's my thing, okay? The reason I say ugly people who think they're cute is because, you know, you got people who are ugly, okay? And my grandma used to kill me when she talk about people. My aunt had a baby, and she was maybe 40 years old when she had her last baby, okay? And she brought the baby to my grandma's house, and I was there. And I think this was the first time my grandma had seen, you know, had seen the baby. And my grandma looked at the baby, and I mean, you know, my grandma wouldn't hold her tongue for anything. She said, "Man, that sure is an ugly baby." And everybody just, you know, everybody's mouths just flew open like, "Oh, man." But she'd say things out loud that other people wouldn't say. I mean, you look at the baby and think that, I don't think that any babies are ugly, okay? You may grow up to be ugly, but I don't think any babies are ugly. But my grandma said that was an issue. It was an ugly baby, and you know, my mom was like, "Mama, how can you say that?" You know, but she had an ugly baby, and that's what my grandma called her, ugly. But there are people who think they're cute, and there are good looking people out there who are really ugly because of their personality or their attitude. And, I believe that there are, and there are also people out there who, you know, doesn't have a beautiful face, who are ugly, okay? But they have beautiful personalities and they have beautiful attitudes. So that makes them, you know, beautiful people. And, but when you're ugly and then you have the attitude to go with that ugliness, then you know, you're really ugly. And the girl that I was mentioning earlier, she has that ugly attitude. She think her stuff doesn't stink. And so she's ugly to people. Okay? And it wasn't just me that was saying she was ugly. It was also other people who said she was ugly. You know, when you say something to someone, you mention a name to someone, and they say, you're talking about ugly so-and-so, ugly so-and-so, you know, you talking about ugly Frank, you know, and that's, you know, that's when people, when you're ugly, that's what people, you know, that's what they put in front of your name. Okay, you know, you talk about my crazy uncle, you know, my crazy aunt, you know, that's, you know, that means they're really crazy. Okay, I have a crazy cousin, all right, and we call her crazy such and such, but you know how to take those people, okay, and so I say ugly people who think they're cute. Because this girl really thought that she was good looking. Okay? She really thought she was. And I guess her, excuse me, I guess her mom and dad, I guess her parents told her she was, you know, she was beautiful all while she was growing up, I guess. And then some people know they're ugly. And they, you know, they don't try to hide it. You know, my uncle used to say all the time, I know I'm ugly. Okay. And he was. I mean, he wasn't an ugly man when he was younger. I saw pictures of him when he was younger. He was a good looking man when he was younger. But he used to drink a lot. And he, you know, get stumbling drunk. He was an alcoholic. And he got into a fight in a pool room in the neighborhood. He got into a fight, and he got into a fight with a lady, and he was drunk. And the lady, you know, they told me that she had a razor blade between her fingers, and she just swat. She cut him in the face, and cut him on his arms, and all over the place. I mean, they thought he was going to die, but he didn't. But now, you know, he's over 80 years old, but, you know, he's got these slices on his face, and she really messed him up. But, you know, he got ugly after that, right? And, you know, ugly people who think they're cute, it's just amazing to me how some people really think that they're good looking and they're not, you know, and they're not. You know, I tell her, and this is funny, but I tell her that, you know, the only way that you get on TV, if you were modeling gloves. I'll give y'all a minute to catch that. If you didn't catch that, if that went over your head, maybe if you stand up, you'll catch it. But anyway, that was, you know, that's how ugly people are. Ugly people, I guess they have to make themselves think that they're cute. Okay? They do some type of, I don't know, they make some type of, have something in their head to help them with their self-esteem. I think that, you know, ugly people and really, really fat people, people like that have to do something to make themselves feel better. And that's okay. But, you know, when you flaunt it, you flaunt it out to other people, or when you act a certain way and you feel like you're above other people, then that's when you really get that of being ugly. Okay. And that's what I wanted to say about that, is that, you know, some people really ugly, and they, you know, they have a great personality, a great attitude, and so they're, you know, and that makes them better looking, a better looking person, you know. I knew a young lady that we went to college with, and she was, I mean, she was tore back, and she had short hair, and she was ugly, but she had a great attitude. She liked people, and she had a lot of girlfriends. And her girlfriends didn't feel threatened by her because she was ugly. But she, like I said, she had a great personality and a great attitude. And that made her, to me, not be an ugly girl. And now I knew another older lady. She's a retired educator. We went to church with this lady, well over 60 years old. She kept herself in shape, and she was a good-looking lady, and she kept her hair done. She used to wear these hats, and she drove a beautiful Cadillac. But, I mean, when she talked to you, she would make you feel like you were knee-high to a grasshopper. I mean, she talked down to people. She talked down to her husband. And so that, you know, she had a bad attitude, and she talked that away. So that made her an ugly woman, right? She good-looking woman. I mean, like I said, she kept herself in shape. She wasn't overweight, you know, she was short, and she kept her hair done, and she wore nice clothes to church, and she wore these matching hats. But man, when you get her in a little group or you talk to her one on one, she had like she was, you know, king of the world or queen of the world. And you know, that makes you not want to even talk to her. You turn your back on her and walk away from her in the middle of a conversation because she had an ugly, ugly personality. And that made her an ugly woman, right? To me, that made her an ugly woman. And we had nothing to do with that woman after that. I mean, the first impressions are everything, right? And you young kids that are listening to the show, I know you guys are out of school today for the Columbus Day holiday. You young kids who are listening to the show, remember that first impressions are everything. So when you first meet someone, you have to give them that impression that you are a great person right off the bat. That'll push you far ahead, even though you may not be, and they may find out you're not later on. But in the beginning, you have to let people know that you're a great person, because that first impression, the way you look, the way you dress, your attitude, the way you speak, all that plays a big part in whatever you're doing whenever you meet people. I mean, you know, people may not treat you a certain way at the beginning. But if you continue to be nice to people, you kill people with kindness. That's what my mom used to always say. You kill them with kindness. I worked at a package store when I was in college, and I used to come home on the weekends and work on Friday night and Saturday and Saturday night. And there was a guy used to come in the store, an older white guy, come in the store, and he'd come in and buy whatever he wanted. And he wouldn't say a word to me. Whenever I waited on him, he'd come in, he'd throw his money on the counter and you know, all this kind of stuff. And, you know, I didn't have a problem with him, but obviously he had a problem with me. But he'd come in, and there was a white guy used to work with me all the time. He'd close up on Friday and Saturday nights, and I worked with him. And he intentionally tried to go to him to have him wait on him, talk and laugh back and forth. But when he'd come to me or have to come to me to check him out, then, you know, he wouldn't say a word. He'd pull his money out, throw it on the counter. You know, I hate that. And I told my mom about it, and she was like, you have to kill that guy with kindness. So I started speaking to him every time. As soon as he'd come in the store, I'd see him pull up in his car. As soon as he walked through the door, I'd speak to him because he came in there all the time. He was a regular customer. I'd speak to him as soon as he came into the door. Sometimes I'd even make it a point to walk from behind the counter out into the store and ask this guy, can I help you? Can I help you find something? Can I help you with something? And he started, you know, not long after that, he started coming into the store and speaking to me. And he started talking to me afterwards and all this kind of stuff, simply because I killed him with kindness. I got him. I did. I really did. Anyway, guys, that's about all the time I have in my show today. I have about a minute left, but I wanted to say thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Join me tomorrow. I may do the show about the athletes tomorrow, but I'm not sure. But it will be one day this week, okay? It will be one day this week that I'm going to do that show, okay? So take care of yourselves, guys, and have a great day today. And be safe, and take care.
That's me.
Rolling with your nigga Nate D. You know these niggas straight bang. Big J. All the way to 21st Street. Chitty chitty bang bang. Don Chitty.
That's me.
Still making tight ass beats. I'm rolling in my front.